as you lift a voice in praise. It's you that I see. It's you that I see. Sing it out, sir.
Beloved, you are about to listen to a message from Reverend Prince Lai. Reverend Prince Lai is the head pastor of Rescue World Chapel International and the lead evangelist of Christ the Healer Gospel Campaign. He has a dynamic teaching and healing ministry with miracles, signs and wonders that has affected and transformed many lives. And now, the voice of rescue.
Appreciation being an attitude of faith. That if you have faith, one of the things that you will have is thankfulness. We have explained that to be thankless means you are thankless. That thoughtfulness provokes thankfulness. We have also explained that if you think you have lost something, it is only God that you didn't lose everything.
Only because of God.
You could have lost everything plus your life. So tell the one by you, if you think you lost something this year, thank God! You didn't lose everything. You didn't lose even your life. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, amen.
Amen.
We have also explained that those who have faith, they thank God after a miracle happens. They know where the miracle came from, so they thank God to show their faith. And we have explained that those who have strong faith, they don't wait for things to happen before they thank God. They thank God in advance. They thank God in waiting. As they are waiting for their miracle, they are still thanking God. Thank you that you are going to make it possible. Thank you that I'm getting married. Thank you that I've gotten that I will get a new job. Thank you that I built my own house. When it has not yet happened, but they believe that God has promised them. And he that is faithful, he that has promised is faithful. Even to do. So they believe that once he has said it, he will surely do it. So they start thanking God even before the miracle comes. May you have that kind of faith. You are not here. May you have that kind of faith. Those here, may you have that kind of faith. The kind of faith that thanks God for the money before the money comes. The kind of faith that thanks God for the job before the job comes. The kind of faith that thanks God before the miracle happens. The kind of faith that says, thank you, when the work has not yet been done. May you have that kind of faith. It is what the Bible calls strong. Clap your two hands together. Clap your two hands together. Clap your two hands together. And we have said that when you have that kind of faith, it makes you take a certain position that makes you. That position makes God take over your battles. I remember telling you that when you pray, you wage war. You fight. You do the fight. When you pray, you do the fight. But when you praise, God takes over your battle and does the fight for you. So when Jehoshaphat praised, God took over the battle and fought for
Israel.
I pray for you that in this month of praise, in this month of thanksgiving,
you
are thanking God and you are praising God. Even though you are owing school fees, even though you don't have where to lay your head,
Even though you have lost a job, as you are praising God and you are thanking God, may God take over that issue. May God take over the battle. May God take over the fight. And may God turn things around for your God. If you are that one, just wave your hands and say hallelujah. Say hallelujah. Say hallelujah.
Say hallelujah. Say hallelujah.
Clap your two hands together. Amen.
Amen.
The devil knows this secret.
Upon some of him saying he tells me.
The devil knows this secret.
Upon some of him saying he tells me.
That is why he wants you to complain.
And you know,
he wants you to cry. He is attacking you because he wants you to be sad.
Or to show
so that you will bow down your head. The Bible says that these are the horns that have made Judah bow down his head. These are the horns, these are the powers. The devil only comes to make praise bow down its head in your life. So that you'll never have a reason to thank God. The devil is not after anything. It's just after the fact that you'll be sad and you can't thank God. And you'll talk against God. But beat your chest and say, in the name of Jesus, say, devil, you have failed. Say, devil, I announce to you, you have failed. I will keep my praise high. Say, I will keep my praise high. I will not bow down my praise. I will keep my praise high. Clap your two hands together.
Now send me a new.
Clap your two hands together.
Now send me a new.
No matter what will happen to us,
I'm finding the better way.
You'll find out in Zechariah 1:21.
I was Zechariah Tibaku Chimubi Nubaku.
The devil attacks us
upon some to share,
so that we'll not praise the Lord.
Send a bear in and go on.
Now, these are the ways that Satan stops our praise. Ways Satan stops our praise. Ways that Satan uses to stop your praises and stop you from thanking God. Everybody write this thing down. It's very, very important. It's a secret. And I'm going to arm you with that secret. These are the things the devil does that makes you not praise God. Makes you not thank God. Number one, Satan causes people to see various challenges of the time as a reason not to appreciate God.
Upon some
no matter what the devil does to stop you from being happy and thanking God is to make you focus on the problem you are having per time, so that you will not appreciate God for any other
thing.
He makes sure that you focus on the problem you have now, so that you cannot
tell God.
Oh yes, Christians can have problems. The Bible didn't tell us that we have a trouble-free life. James 1:21.
James,
the Bible says that many are the trials, or he says that we should be joyful when we fall into all kinds of trials.
James 1:21,
verse 2.
Sorry.
James 1:2.
James.
He says that my brethren, count it all joy when you fall into diverse kinds of troubles
and social
various trials
and social.
So tell the one by you, it's possible for a Christian to have trials. Announce to him, my brother, it's possible for God's children to have trouble. Possible, it's possible. In such a to me, it's very, very possible. Don't be deceived.
That
there is something like a trouble-free Christianity. Every Christian has something he's handling. And the Bible says that count it all joy. Count instead of complaining. And I've explained to you, because when this thing happens to you, it grows patience, and patience character, and character but everything in you, you become perfect.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Lacking nothing. In character. So they will come
into one member,
but count it all joy.
Yes, when you want.
So the devil does so well, making us focus. Instead of being happy,
see,
we focus on the trouble. And because of, you know, someone told me, says that I in fact the last time I was in church when they started singing, he has done greater things he will do. He said, Pastor, I could not sing it. I said, why?
He
said, because when I think about how I lost this, my family member, it's like I'm hurt.
I said, hear me, yeah.
So when I was in the church at the funeral, they were saying great things he has done.
I
said, stop that. Great thing. That's the work of the devil. That he will make you focus.
So when you see,
I see that person has forgotten that even for him to also wake up that day,
it's
great thing he has done. Because the devil wanted to kill you together with that family member,
no,
not just the family member.
Can't.
So it is just because of God that even you are alive. So no matter what you have lost, it took God not to lose everything. I'm telling you.
Catch
you. So don't let the devil make you focus on the trouble per hand. Losing focus of what God has been to you all these years. Hallelujah.
Amen.
How many of you can wave your hands and say, great things he has done?
And
greater things he will do. Say, great things he has done.
Say,
greater things he will do. The devil cannot rob you of that confession. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Clap your two hands for Jesus. Number two thing that the devil does is that he causes people to focus on unanswered prayers or expectations.
He will make you focus
only on the things God didn't answer that year. He has a way he makes you focus on the things you were looking for that you didn't get.
Pastor,
like this year, past year, I was expecting that I will get married. So every other thing that God did for him, he doesn't care. The devil makes him focus on that one thing. So that he will feel like God has not been good. A lot of you here, you are only focusing on what you were expecting in the year. The prayers that you pray, but you are forgotten that there are things you didn't pray about that God has done. You didn't pray to wake up, but you are awake. If you think it is your alarm clock that woke you up, go and set alarm clock by a dead body and let it ring and see whether alarm clock wakes people up. Tell the one by you, alarm clock doesn't wake people up.
Alarm
were awake already.
No, I'm sorry, Dada.
That is why your ear heard the alarm.
And you know what something alarm on
for you to open your eyes.
Emma, when you be
from sleep,
everything them,
but you were awake.
No, I'm sorry, Dada. Now,
alarm clock doesn't wake people.
Alarm on your nipa.
Go and put it by a dead body. So for you to be awake, did you pray that you'll be awake today? Some of you, a lot of you here, have slept without praying. Oh yes, me, I didn't pray when I slept last night. You are sure? I'll tell you why I didn't pray. I didn't pray because I was praying with the prayer leaders on the phone. When I woke up, it was 2 o'clock midnight. I didn't know when I slept. So those who are online, they will see that Obi Akobat still me all. So what that? So I didn't pray that God help me to wake up this morning. I was tired.
I'm a bread.
Tired from the weekend. Ego was stressing me. Mama made too quiet. Maybe I'm cleaning me in pack going to. I was stressed, very tired.
We pray ye.
Aside my other assignments I'm doing.
And I'm never first crop, I was saying, yeah.
10 p.m. we were praying. I even started the prayer with them. And I closed before them when I didn't know I've closed. I was gone. So a lot of you didn't pray that
Iradimisrew.
How many of you beg God? Say a normal one. You just knew you wake up, didn't you? You just knew. How many of you just knew you wake up? You are not afraid. You just slept. Some of you even slept at wrong places. I should not go there.
You should go there.
And God didn't kill you.
And then you are going
to be in a coma. Oh, come on, catch me. Say, and I'm a strain. I'm going to be in a coma. And I'm in a coma. Baby, I'll go die. You cannot think of who. I'll go die. It's upon you. You are sorry about sorry. Ami? I said, Ami? So. There are many things you are enjoying for free. There are many things you are enjoying for free. You didn't beg God. You beg God for oxygen. Say that I'm in voucher and let your mommy 2 hours and I'm in home. No. Some of you, your noses are very enlarged. But very, very enlarged. So you like this. If you were on a gas cylinder, oxygen cylinder, I'm sure that you'll be buying it every 30 seconds. But the volume you suck in.
Amen.
Amen. Check the nose by him. Just, let me just check. Yet, you are saying that because you wrote down that 2024, look at the deliverances God has given you. You keep going to work every day. And I want to free your plan is and then because you accident. Let me make sure I'm in the poker music. Why no free fear of planning so you accident? Nobody. So those who had accident, they left home just like you. They thought they were going.
Now
they thought they would arrive.
What do you say we do?
Just like you.
Say you are.
But for the 350 whatever days, you are going to work and return not even a scratch. And you are here, you have found your face.
Now
because you wanted MTN to employ you, and MTN has not employed you, very ungrateful. Listen to me.
See me.
Don't let the devil trick you. Don't let the devil make you focus on only the prayer request. Focus on only the expectation. And you forget the many things God has been to you. There are people who walk in and out of hospital every month. There are people, their medication, drugs or motor, every month, it's more than your salary.
A chain with salary.
Oh yes.
Honey.
Not people who are far from us, or people
no,
around
no,
us.
One no, one no,
the change. Medication they buy.
In drug, I want
to
talk.
Listen, if you are closer to a rich man, Kakra, you will know what I'm talking
about. Can be
the
amount
of drugs they buy.
And yet, in drug, I want to talk.
When you mean himself, you are really be bored. You are finished. Oh, salary nice. Now, I spend it 2,000 every month. Eh, to turn you. What to me? Ten yami ankasa si. On my area, be sano and ball. Wave your hands and say, thank you, Lord.
He won't say, Radia Dawasi. Thank you, Lord. Radia Dawasi.
Unim say, on Sana, what Pejano, a Yinchida. No, no, Unim said, the fact say, what Jane, a catcher, who body, and our muscles, no, a Peja on Samao. Unim so be a winger stroke. Or you're not giving yourself a soap pattern in his own TV. Obese. Empire. Who will be away when you stroke? I see. Then suddenly, I'm an evangelist. I'm a bomb by a man conform when you stroke near there. But you all must see me to be pitcher myself for 2 years. Now, Mr. Pitcher, I'm a man. No, we pitcher. Then, oh, when you're not in the bush, I'm for Panama. I can't know. What's your pitcher on South Rock for? Would it be boxing? Would it be. Oh. Don't reduce God to those five things. Don't reduce God. Men reduce sunyame to in your five now watch for men reduce sunyame to sad dear bakune wa brabo nyami be ye o and no so obeye men cast on ye obeye na answer no obeye no memo bonsam en ria wa ye ye e san se udi weni ashe sad dear min kuto eti ni anami ye wa brabo ni nano na chese e san kwas en fa ho na se nyame chine ho kakra. Last week, we catch him and say, "Who go? I was saying, I'm a chino kakra. Oh, chino, na di ni chua. E chu, oh, my own wo, baby chu. E chu kakra. Obo speed out, baby. Pray the Lord. Me say, na me nam la pass. And I'm a say, me jack for any more. Me who baby a cadivri. Me one is a obi a tiamu. Jesus. Me one is a caro. A family na su kakra bi. E chu one mi di bondage. Pray the Lord. Say, nu na obo say, na me. I don't know what I'm saying. Look at him and tell him, God has been good to you. Tell him, God has been good. God has been good to you. I'm very, very serious about it. Accept it. Accept it because God has been very good. God has been very, very good. He didn't allow you to cry for what people are crying to get. There are people who are crying. They just want to see one more. They just like from the day they were born, they could not see anything. They wish their greatest desire is that they will see how this world looks like. They just wish. And sometimes when they hear you,
so when it's you in China,
the way you talk. When they hear the way you talk,
so when it's send you see
they are like saying, "Kami menya enini mpo ehubia." Inka. Nyame anya hia ma mempo anka mebe. Ude se ude meti me hu se de wiase hatie. Meti me hu se de me ma me nim tie. Eh, mate ne ne sa me hu. Se meti be ana ne ohu ade a onu so onti asem so se, onu so krapo de. Onti anini mpo. Have you heard that story? The man was going to hang himself. I was saying, Nyami di humble. Oji ne ta de ne ne paboane. Odi gu bu so on manager o chichire awman. I say ready. Bebe oni me du ni. Ebenezer. And then he climbed up. Odi ade no ba be she ni kwa. O se dan obi chum odi anu da. Ni pa no se paboa. Atade o se na atititit. Ohun atade ni mirika. Si Jesu. Where did you ready me that was you? Paboa mi boy. In paboa. O di ni na se. Hey! Apa. Happy kidding. O se Jesus no say ah. Besides, ba. Na ni ni ati. Na akwani so gina dia no so oba be huri na ade na aso ne kon. Fi ade ni di o shesa akwani ni ati na. O de chai. Chai na e wo wi a e wo ni wi a. Ah, you say you don't like it. Say one pe. You say God has been bad. Even you are wearing a dress. You don't go push out there. God has been good to us. Amen. I declare that as you begin to thank God from now to 31st, 1 week, may the God that created the universe in 7 days, I pray that in the next 7 days, whatever must appear in your life is appearing with speed.
Amen.
Ah, your amen can be the loudest.
Amen.
I declare a recreation of whatever you are looking for. Receive, receive, receive whatever you are looking for before your 7th day comes. It has been delivered. It has been delivered. It has been delivered. Clap your two hands and say, I am the one.
Samuel, you like I said, I am Mia.
That is in Matthew 5:45. So God is the one who reigns on us, both the good and the bad.
Papa ni boni ni narana.
He reigns on us.
You
are not dying because of the echo system and the issues of the weather. He reigns on us, both good and bad. We don't have to pray. Psalm 18:15. And then he says, "Great deliverance God gives us." These are all the things I've explained. I'm just giving you the scripture to back it. Then Romans 4:20, Abraham was thanking God for 24 years.
Abraham,
before the 25th year, the miracle came. He was just thanking God for one Isaac who never came for 24
years.
And still he was thanking God. Quickly, number 3, write it down. He causes people to compare themselves with each other as a reason not to appreciate God. Because they are comparing themselves. Now we can put me who offers sin. We can put you school can nam ni made sin. This one can more anointed than him. This one I came to the company before him. This one I know even how to sing better than him. Me come a virgin. This one she's a slave queen, but see what God has done for her. You will never thank God if you are comparing yourself with what other people are having. Yes. But what you have forgotten is that there are others too who don't have what you have.
Now, we finish this. If you also need your own soul work.
Yes, you don't have what others have, but the others who don't have what you also
have. Who need the effort for one? If you also need your own soul work.
Sometimes when I'm tempted to be hard on myself, that I failed God. It's like when my birthdays come, I don't like it at all. But I feel I failed God with what I've achieved in that time. I should have done more for that. When I look at where other ministries that are within the 7 to 8 years have gotten, I'm believing that I should have crossed.
But
the Lord warned me about that thing. There are others who are not where, close to where you are.
There were four. One so many be a word.
Stop comparing yourself.
If you just say, "I don't want to have four,"
otherwise you'll be ungrateful.
Yes, I have a bunia.
Tell the one by you. Stop comparing yourself.
I tell you, I say, "I don't want to have four."
2 Corinthians 10:12 says, "They comparing themselves to themselves, they were unwise." This is nothing. It's unwise to do that. Unwise, you don't do that. Otherwise, you'll not even be happy for them. It's like, we're down for worry. We'll say, we're ninja. And I say, we're down for, I'll share testimony. Now, I'm going to make now, what can you say this? Because according to you, you are more intelligent. You are more holy. You were in the church before she came. You brought her. Stop comparing yourself. Stop comparing yourself. See, the danger of comparing yourself to someone is that we all have different destiny pathways. Tell somebody our destiny is different. Our destinies are different. Our pathways to what God has promised us is not the same. Hallelujah.
Amen.
For you to be born or for you to become a king, you must be born from the royal family. True or not? Be born from the, but the father and mother of Jesus were not royals. That was not the destiny pathway for Jesus. We may have the same miracle, but the way to get there will be different. David became a ruler. Joseph became a ruler. But the pathway to their rulership were all different. So it's wrong to compare yourselves. We all did the matriculation the same year, but we will not all graduate the same year because we are not all becoming the same thing. Some will go in 2 years. Because they came to do something called certificate. Some may go in 3 years because they came to do HND. Some may go in 4 years because they came to do degree. Some may go in 6 years because they came to do professional one. Some may go 7 years. Tell somebody our destiny path is different. So we may be in the same church, have the same pastor, receive the same blessing, the same prayers, but our miracles will happen at different times.
And
the reason is because we have different destiny. John the Baptist was a supernatural birth. An angel appeared and told Zachariah, your wife, old woman, is going to get pregnant. Miracle. But
also,
it took the sperms of Zachariah.
And so, Zachariah,
that made it possible.
And it's man here.
The same angel appeared to Mary.
Mary
you too, you are going to get miracle.
Baby.
Meanwhile, Mary's own dear.
Now, Mary didn't it?
No human being sperm was inside. So the same miracle birth, but different formula. So don't compare yourself to someone. The good news is that the same God that did for Zachariah, the same God that did for Elizabeth,
was
the same God that did for Mary. So the same God that has done for another person in the church, the next person he will do is you. The next person he will do for is the one here. Stop comparing yourself. The angel told Mary, go to Elizabeth, your cousin.
For Elizabeth,
for what you are going to carry, she has some.
That
supernatural child. That's how John the Baptist could stand in the bush. Far away and shout. And people will hear his supernatural amplifier and speaker was in his voice. He could cry and the whole of Judah or Judea. The whole of Judea will gather. Supernatural man. Jesus called him the greatest of all prophets. months.
But he had the sperm of Zachariah.
Now, so Zachariah, who so and I didn't buy him.
I guess what I'm saying.
What did the American say?
I guess what I'm saying. Look at how David struggled to become a ruler.
She sent David prayers and obedi
henne. He had to kill a Goliath.
And so, Goliath.
Did Joseph kill a Goliath?
Joseph Goliath.
Talk to me. Did Joseph kill a Goliath?
Joseph Goliath.
No.
David.
Joseph didn't have to kill a Goliath. He had to be a bodyguard for Saul. Joseph didn't become a bodyguard.
Joseph and your bodyguard.
Joseph went to prison.
Joseph called, if
Joseph was betrayed by brothers. David was not betrayed. Because even though their destiny was enthronement, but their assignment was different. One must fight to take territories. One must use compassion to save the world. They are two different things. So you must, for you to use compassion to share food to save the world, you must learn how to forgive. So the best place to learn how to forgive is in your own house. David didn't need that. David was always praying, kill my enemies, scatter my enemies, those that are against me, let their children be fatherless, and let their... David was a killer. Joseph was a savior. I hear what I'm saying. So even though we may all have the same destiny, but the formula will be different because the assignment in there are different. But we'll all be enthroned. Bible says, I know the thought that I have for you. They are thought of good and not of evil. So all of us, well, say I'll end well. But the way we'll end, the way we'll go to end
is different.
It is why I'm moving from so. As you are saying thank you, somebody too is coming. Lift up your right and say, I'm the next in line. 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 Say, I'm the next in line.
Say,
I'm the next in line. Say, I'm the next in line. Say, I'm the next in line. Say, clap your two hands together for Jesus. Number four, he causes people to think that either day, he makes people think that either they or others are responsible for the good they have. Either others did for them, or they did it for themselves, and not God. That's how people think. Where me uncle nebo ame? Where the nyanya me? Where the me mama nebo ame? Where the nyanya me? Where the mean and I'm dear, and I'm seeing a dear, and I'm sorry, I'm watching, I'm a passy. You know, the devil makes people think that they are responsible for the success. Or certain human beings are responsible. But listen to me, if God doesn't help you, no man will help you. I'm telling you, even your mother will not feel like helping you. It is when God helps you. Now people say, and then officer, oh, yeah, person, go out. May God help you.
Amen.
And may people begin to help you.
Amen.
So you see that in Luke 17, verse 14.
Look at them, but doing so much.
When Jesus told them that go and show yourself to the priest, some of them thought the priest was the one who healed them. So they didn't come back. To say thank you to Jesus. In Luke chapter 12, verse 20, that rich man, when he became prosperous, he looked at his plantation and said,
wow.
Look at all that I have. I'm a good agriculturalist. I'm a rich man now by my own wisdom. Then Jesus said, God said to him, you foolish man. Today I'll take your soul. Because he didn't acknowledge that God was the one. And a lot of you think it is your sister. You think it's your husband that helped you. You think it's your wife. If God doesn't first help you, no man will have the money to help you, the strength to help you, the interest to help you. Then finally, when the devil is attacking your praise, he makes people think when they glorify God before others, they would rather lose the miracle. Oh, if I come and testify, so people don't like giving testimonies in church. But they feel that after they give testimony,
they will lose it. But Jesus rather said that your testimony has showed your faith that has made you complete. Testimonies rather establishes your
marriage.
I agree that there are miracles you can lose. I've been a pastor for many years, so I know. You can receive something from God and you can lose it. Because the devil can steal it away from you. Jesus said, a good man sowed good seeds. But when men went to sleep, an evil person came to sow bad and did evil to
them.
So when men go to sleep, when your spiritual life goes to sleep, when you start fooling about, and especially when you got the miracle from, when you start fighting the place, you will lose the miracle. Yeah, that's how people don't know. This thing I preached a long time ago. That anywhere you get a miracle from, when you become ungrateful to that place, and you start talking, whether secretly or publicly, about that person or that, you lose the miracle. You lose it. It's a formula in the spirit. I've been a crusader. I've seen people have testimonies. But I'm telling you that they don't lose testimony because they testify. When you rather testify, it rather strengthens your miracle. Bible says that they overcame the devil by the testimony. So by your testimony, you overcome the devil. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Wave your hands and say, I'm overcoming by my testimony. Whatever God has done for you, learn to testify. Learn to write up and say, I thank God for ABCD. That's not what will make you lose it. It's rather make you strong. It rather makes your testimony complete. Clap your two hands together. Clap your two hands together for the Lord. Clap your two hands together for the Lord. Celebrate Jesus. Write down Revelation 12.
Beloved, thank you for listening to this message by Reverend Prince Lai. If you have been blessed by this message and have not surrendered your life to Jesus Christ, kindly say this prayer after me. Lord Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God. I believe you died that I may live. Please forgive me and wash me with your blood. I believe I am a child of God. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. If you have said this prayer, know that your sins have been forgiven and you are now a new creation. We invite you to worship with us on Sundays at Odoko, adjacent Best Point Savings and Loan, Odoko Market. For more information, please call 0543-248-982 or 0241-372-895. God richly bless you.